of us were out walking around downtown San Antonio a couple of nights ago, and we happened upon a gentleman who was just kind of hanging out in front of the Alamo, and his name was Daniel, and he proceeded to tell us the interesting story of his life.
How you doing, sir? Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket in Dallas. We're a sports radio station. I do a show here with these two guys here. This is Jordan. That's Craig.
It's Junior.
I want to ask you sports questions today.
All right.
What's your name, first of all?
Daniel Alexander.
What's that?
Daniel Alexander.
Daniel Alexander. That's a very distinguished sounding name. Are you from royalty?
No. I wish I was.
You'd be rich, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Heck, you may be
living
rich.
A hell of a lot better.
Yeah. Well, how are you living these days?
Doing all right. I can't complain. I got my health and sanity.
That's right. Well, you don't have all your health because I'm looking down here at your ring finger and it looks like you had a splint on it.
Yeah, I broke it helping a guy move a dumpster, but it don't cripple me. I still ain't do what I got to do. When I was going to buy a cup of coffee, I seen this little Asian guy and he couldn't move it, so I said, I'll help you. And I had my hand up here and right there, and I know better because I worked for BFI. Steel top came down when we got ready to roll up and it broke my finger.
Are Asians your natural enemy?
No, man, I ain't got nothing against Asian people.
Who do you have something against?
Police department. I don't like them dudes.
You don't like the police department?
No, I don't like them dudes.
What about an Asian cop?
Oh, man. No, I ain't got nothing against Asian people.
Really? White people? Do you hate white people?
Nah, man, I don't hate no people.
Good, because I don't know if you noticed, but we're all three white.
I thought y'all were Greek.
Greek? What do you think about the Cowboys this year?
Oh, man. They got everything they need to succeed if the offensive line hold up.
Mm-hmm. Is that an area of concern for you?
Yeah. I would like to see them use Tashaud Choice and Ogletree more. Because it's not necessary with the... They got so much depth at running back and wide receiver. It's just not necessary for them to have people blowed out and have the same people still in there getting banged up. Like, I didn't agree with been playing Roy Williams while he had that rib injury. Everybody's talking about Roy Williams as a hell of a receiver. But when you can't raise your arms, but so far, it's hard to catch a ball. I think they end up hurting themselves by playing him instead of letting him get healthy. But hopefully this year they'll rotate more, use more of their rotation.
You have an opinion on Dez Bryant?
Great receiver. It ain't did nothing yet in the pro, but that was a good choice.
Did nothing, but he did look good in training camp.
The guy got hands. I was hoping they'd get Jordan Shipley and Colt McCoy because they could have in the later in the second and third round, but they didn't. But with Dez Bryant, you know, they didn't make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Daniel, what's the worst job you ever had other than the working with the Asian on the dumpster thing?
PRI, up in Robstown, doing those oil pipes for six-something an hour. Getting all that nasty mess all over me and not getting paid adequately for it. I hated that job, but didn't have a choice at the time. I had to take it.
Did you meet anybody famous while doing that job?
Hell no. Nah, man. And you don't see nobody. All you see is pipes.
Well, that's kind of arousing, though.
In the back. Run that 740 machine, just run them pipes through there and all that rust coming in my face.
What's the most famous person you've ever met?
Muhammad Ali.
You met Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, him and his daughter Mimi. I met Muhammad Ali. He had to be more famous.
Where'd you meet him?
In prison.
In prison?
Locked up, yeah.
What were you in prison for?
Shit, man, I went to prison because a female up in Austin said I raped her.
Ooh.
I spent 25 years in there. So that's why I'm able to go through all this BS9 and not get frustrated. Anything is improvement.
Over prison.
When you've been in prison, so. Well, it might frustrate others to the point where they go off. It's an improvement to me.
I've spent a little time in prison for trespassing on Lambeau Field. I mean, it's no 25 years for rape, but it's similar.
It'd be nice to go and throw a bunch of mess on Lambeau Field.
That's what he did.
That's what I did, and yeah. I served time for it. I was in for 2 hours. He doesn't know what it is.
2 hours. You didn't even get through booking now.
But I immediately became a queen just because I had to sign up, you know?
This dude crazy, man.
He is crazy. I've been saying that for years about this guy.
Hey, so let me ask y'all something, man. Why Dallas hadn't made a move to get a backup quarterback? Because John Kitna, my big grandmother can throw a ball better now. It makes no sense.
Well, you should have wheeled her out there to go up against Kitna.
There's a lot of quarterbacks out there that can give Dallas more than what John Kitna can give them.
You're not a Kitna fan.
No, I ain't no Kitna fan. No, they can do better than that. I don't know about that third-string quarterback, but he can't be as bad as John Kitna. And I would hate to see Dallas get in a situation with all that talent and everything fixed. Something happened to Romo and we missed the boat just because we didn't go pick up somebody. You know.
Now, are you a fan of Romo, or does he kind of bug you?
I've been a Cowboy fan since I was a little boy, so it don't matter who the quarterback is. You still go with the team. Mm-hmm. I don't go with the person, I go with the team. But except they need it.
Huh? Except Kitna.
I'm going to pull for the Cowboy, I'm just going to be pissed off that he got the job.
Right.
You know?
Well, what about, if we can go back to the rape thing, in prison... Were most guys Cowboy fans? Did you notice they were America's team there?
What unit you on?
Which unit were you?
I was on a bunch of different units, but when you were up around Houston back then, most of those guys were Oilers fans.
Yeah, makes sense.
Because those units are housed with the
Oilers are criminals.
Basically, you get caught in between that Dallas-Houston crap. Because the Cowboy fans want to watch the Cowboy game when they come on, and if you ain't from Dallas or Houston, what you opening your mouth for? You ain't from Dallas.
You ever see any fighting in prison?
Oh, yeah. A lot of riots behind them damn games.
Anybody get stabbed or maybe slapped across the face or about the head and neck?
You always got stabbings in prison. It's that type of environment.
Did you just keep to yourself and stay out of trouble while you were there?
Well, no.
Uh-oh.
I was in the thick of that stupid shit until I matured.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I went to prison when I was 16.
Oh, 16?
Yeah.
So you shivved a couple guys.
No comment, man.
Well, I mean, you're
trying to mess up my good reputation and stuff.
But you're free now. I mean, it's okay.
And I'm trying to stay free.
Statute of limitations is over with on shivving.
Right. Anyway.
And chivalry is not dead. I mean, people still do that.
Yeah, the women.
Oh.
No, man, but...
Now, how does that work when you're dating a woman and she asks about your past?
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this, you know. I know with a lot of different people, it's a lot of different things, but I don't deceive nobody, you know, and I feel like if you choose to associate with me, then that's real, rather than me giving you a false image, and then later on, you find out what this guy's been, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd rather people associate with me and judge me for who I am, rather than me lying.
But how do you start off a date with... Hey, I'm Rapey Daniel.
I don't do no shit like that. But
he's crazy.
He leaves out of here.
How does it come up?
He used to be on the Howard Stern show.
He should.
Yeah. But no, man. No, you don't. Hey, I'm a rapist and I want to date you.
That's a bad come online. Bad come online.
Well, I ain't rape a girl no way. I mean, we had sex, but it was consensual, and we got into an argument afterwards. And me being stupid as hell at the time, I slept with a girl, and she paid me back in a hell of a way.
Yeah, it took a quarter century of your life.
Yeah.
But you're doing all right now, other than the finger.
But fortunately, I didn't come out with the mentality that I was angry at the world for what I went through, and come out here and get myself in a situation where I'm buried in prison and can't never, ever get out again. I understood that you can't make up for lost time. What's lost is lost. You can just live the life you have. And that's the way I live my life, you know. And live in the here and now rather than the past.
What do you want to do? What's your dream? What do you want to do with your life now?
I want to get out of Texas, man.
Yeah?
Hell yeah, I'm tired. Especially San Antonio. I'm tired of La Raza. So I'm ready to move to Atlanta. I'm trying to move to Atlanta next year. I really would like to get a job working on one of those ships where I can travel and see some of the world. But sometimes what you want and what you can get ain't the same. So, just trying to survive, man.
How old are you?
I'm 48. feeling like I'm 88, but I'm all right.
Well, Daniel, we appreciate you talking to us, and we hope you have a good evening.
Yeah, man, y'all got some bodyguard, because he's a little good.
I know, he's going to get us in trouble, isn't he?
Y'all have a good day.
All right, thanks, man. All right,
thank you, Dan.
He was a really interesting guy, and he was, I don't know if it came off in the audio there, but he was, you know, he was a smiling guy, he was happy. He was smart. There was more of the conversation that obviously we couldn't play, and we played quite a bit of it. We usually don't play that much audio, but we were real interested in this guy. And, you know, he knew politics. He had some interesting social ideas and theories, and he was very conversant on a lot of different things, and he didn't seem bitter.
And we should mention he's homeless.
He's homeless.
And we didn't know this until halfway through the conversation when he told us that he was homeless, because I had guessed at the beginning that he wasn't, that he was maybe down on his luck, but he didn't really look homeless to me, you know?
Right. And he was homeless, and he was, you know, trying to get a job. He was taking odd jobs, and he explained a lot of the odd jobs that he would just take around there. It's anyone who would give him a chance, and he was trying to get a job, you know, up on a forklift, because he can do that kind of work and hopefully get enough money. And he didn't have any kids. Was in prison for 25 years now, and we don't know the details of the case.
He was 16, though, and we all know how stupid we were when we were 16, and he even says that. Not that we are saying that he's innocent or anything
right.
like that. He may have very well raped the girl, beat the girl, who knows. But at age 16, to have basically your life decided for you at that point by your own, you know, choosing or something you did, but to wipe out, like you said, a quarter century of his life.
Wow. And how do you not go into prison at the age of 16 for a quarter of a century and not get institutionalized and not let it rot your brain and you just become one of those guys, look, I just kind of want to stay in prison because this is the only world I know. And this is the only social structure I know. And I know how to exist in this social structure and no other.
I'm so gullible, man. I totally listened to him and thought, boy, this is a guy who, you know, still has dreams and still is trying to work towards something. But you don't know. I mean, that could have been all. The story could have been fabricated.
He never asked us for money or even indicated,
I know.
He never seemed to want anything from us.
Yeah.
He was just talking with us. And he talked with us for quite a while. He didn't sound like a BSer to me. Why would you mention the rape thing if you're a BSer?
Oh, I know. But, you know, I mean, some of those guys, they have a different story every day, you know, about why they're in prison. But to me, he was very believable to me and very interesting to me.
So we saw him at about 8 o'clock that evening. We get up the next morning and we're leaving the hotel around 4:45 to drive over here to do the show. And as we're pulling out of the hotel, he walks in front of us with these two other guys. That's his life.
What was he doing?
No idea. But he just walks the streets. That's what he does.
Well,
it's a sad existence, but there are a lot of them in all of these big metro areas. Tons of homeless people in downtown San Antonio. And
some you don't
they've
have
all got a story, yeah.
But Daniel, I have some hope for him because he seems like he's... Like Gordo says, he's got a head on his shoulders and it looks like maybe he has a chance.
I guess we could hire him at the ticket. Obviously, we need a morning ticker guy with Rich absent often.
God.
No one takes more vacation time than Rich.
It is unbelievable. And that's the real story here.
Let's turn it back on Rich.
So thank you, Daniel Alexander, for talking with us.
And
I'd love to do a 4-year follow-up and see what he's up to then.
Well, you know what? We'll be back here for the next couple of summers at Cowboys Camp.
And
I bet we'd find him. But we'll find him again.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8:32.